Track 15. Part 3. Questions 8 through 10. Listen to a conversation between a student and an academic advisor.
Thanks very much for agreeing to see me today, Mr. Jones.
No problem at all, Julie. That's what I'm here for. Now, how can I help you today?
Well, it's coming close to the deadline to make my decision for my elective course for next year, and I really wanted to get your advice.
Okay, what are you thinking about for your electives?
Well, I'm going for a bachelor's in business administration, so I'd like to do something that's useful for business management, but I also want to do something I'm interested in.
Sounds good. Well, how about taking some credits in sociology? Understanding how people interact is a key element of business management, and there are some pretty interesting courses offered.
Yeah, that's something I've definitely considered, but I'm thinking that in the future I'd like to work in Asia, so I've also been thinking about maybe Asian studies or even a course in Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah, those would definitely be an asset if you're thinking about working in the Far East. Although, you realize that you've already covered the language requirement by passing the Spanish competency certification.
Yes, I realize that. I wasn't thinking about taking it for the language requirement. I just figure it could be useful in the future. At the rate China's economy is growing, some background in the language might look good on my resume. Only, I hear it's a really difficult language to learn, though.
Yeah, so they say, but you're right. That could be a major plus if you're looking to get a job in the Asian business market. On the other hand, it is pretty specific. If you're thinking that you might like to deal with Japan and other Asian countries, a course in Asian studies could give you a broader, more general overview of the area.
Yeah, that's exactly why I've come today. Either one of these courses would be a big help, and so would sociology. So I just can't seem to decide which would be my best option.
It's a difficult decision, Julie, and I think it really depends on two main factors. First of all, how sure are you about where you want to work in the future? If you're sure that it's China or Taiwan, then taking a course in Mandarin might be your best choice. If not, then the other two options are definitely going to be more generally beneficial.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The other question, and it's definitely an important one also, is which subject do you personally find more interesting?
That's very true. Well, Mr. Jones, you've definitely given me a lot to think about, but I think I'm going to have to get back to you on this. Thanks very much for your time.
No problem at all, Julie. Let me know if I can be of any further assistance.
8. Why has the student visited her academic advisor? Nine. Which of the following is not true of the student? Ten. What recommendation does the advisor make?